Now, earlier this week on the Midweek Drive, or last week, or depending whenever you were listening to it, we were speaking to Rebecca Mackay, of course, editor-in-chief of 24/7 magazine, and I think she was excited, we're excited, about a fabulous new award ceremony that's coming through. It's the Football Business Awards shortlist, and in fact, it's the second year that the Football Business Awards shortlist has actually been part of this whole huge business that is football across the globe in many ways, but certainly as far as the UK is concerned. And so, it's a delight to be able to connect with event entrepreneurs. Simon Burton, key football fan whose two passions, the Football Business Awards, well, football and business, have now been combined, quite rightly, in the Football Business Awards. How are you, Simon?
I'm great, Alex. How are you doing?
Good, excellent. So talk us through this, because it's always nice. I mean, we go back to the days of, like, the Academy Awards for the motion pictures, and we think, oh, you know, that's how that developed and so on. How did this idea come up? Was it literally in the, you know, on the back of a piece of paper in a local hostelry in South London?
It was a beer mat idea. You're exactly right. Were you there?
Well, yes. In spirit, perhaps, but carry on.
So we were talking about the idea that so much of the awards and razzmatazz around football focuses on the players and the teams. And rightly so. These are phenomenally talented people. But there's a whole wealth of people working in the background, in the clubs, and around the clubs, creating the platform, the commercial platform for those players to succeed on, and we felt there was an opportunity to recognise them, and that came to fruition last year. And there was a wonderful moment where the marketing team from Wolverhampton Wanderers had won the award for best marketing campaign, and literally celebrated, because for them they'd won their FA Cup. It was a great moment.
Well, I suppose if you're a supporter of Wolverhampton Wanderers, any little sort of solace can be quite good these days. Only kidding, Wolves fans, I know. But I still haven't forgiven them for beating Manchester City in the 1974 League Cup final. At least City's doing well these days, still. I mean, looking at the lines that we've actually got there, social media, Manchester United, and EA Sport actually in there. That's an interesting one, because obviously EA Sport, you'd say they used to tap into social media, but I wasn't aware that people obviously would have supported EA Sport, but clearly you've got a bit of breadth when it comes to social media.
Yes, the awards are designed to do two things, really. One is to recognise commercial and business acumen within the clubs. But we also want to recognise commercial and business acumen in those businesses in and around football. And clearly, EA Sports, with this FIFA series, is intimately linked to football and engages with fans in a slightly different way to the clubs.
Technology, we've got Birmingham, Aston Villa and West Bromwich Albion. So Katie Grimason, our Birmingham correspondent, will be absolutely in heaven with respect to that, because, I mean, solidly West Midlands based on that setup. Hospitality, well, Chelsea, presumably, understandably in there. Everton and Cardiff, that's an interesting one.
Well, interestingly enough, what Cardiff's entry is all about, the changes they had to make when they came into the Premier League.
They've gone red again.
But it's about how do you... Hospitality is not just one level up from the normal hot dog experience. There are multiple levels of hospitality, and for the clubs, making sure those experiences work is a vital part of their finances.
We have Ed Wellman in the studio, who I think it's fair to say, Ed, you're not a passionate football fan, or indeed a football fan of any nature in any sense of the word. But then again, that's because he used to stand on the terraces at Lincoln City just waiting for Stevie Winwood's Valerie to be played at the halftime break. I don't know if there's a reward for that, but Ed, any thoughts?
Do you know what I've learnt so far from listening to you is that there's a great deal that goes on at the clubs, on the terraces, that we're not even aware of, are we? We maybe turn up once a week, and there's a whole community there behind these things.
That's absolutely true, Ed. And if you think about what the clubs do and their economic impact on the area around them, it's so important. One of the estimates is that for every pound the club generates, the city or the local economy is generating £1.50. And many of the clubs are intimately linked to their communities. So if you look at our entries in the Best Community Scheme or Corporate Social Responsibility Scheme, these are clubs who are well aware that sometimes they're in areas of deprivation or low employment, and they're actually engaging with people and showing how the skills around the club of discipline, training, teamwork, punctuality, those things that are essential if you're going to succeed as a footballer, can apply to your day-to-day life and help you get a job and help you improve your standard of living. And the clubs are not remiss in doing that. They're really engaged.
It's kind of going back to the origins of association football in the UK and in the world in general, isn't it? Because that's very much why they were set up, not only to give folks something to do on a Saturday with growing industrialisation, but also to actually serve as part of a local community and be a focus of that. And sometimes people say they feel as though they've lost their way. Maybe, Simon, this is a good way of actually bringing it back to pointing out the advantages that football business actually provides to its communities.
Absolutely. And I think you're so right to tie it back to the industrial past. And you know, look at a team like Sheffield Wednesday.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And their compatriots, yeah. United, they're both intimately linked to industry. So football and business have always been tied together. What's really interesting is now football is one of the UK's biggest exports. And if you look at the way in which other nations perceive us, much of the uplift, why they feel good about us, is they love our football. And they love its passion.
I mean, I certainly like to feel it's Sergio Aguero when he actually sort of does the business, does marvellous things there. But I have to say, where are Manchester City in this whole selection here? I mean, I've looked at, obviously, the other team from that, who are actually in social media, couldn't believe that. What's happened to the citizens?
City are shortlisted for best football club hospitality.
Thank heavens for that. I'd be surprised if they were. I mean, I was there last year and I would have thought, yes. You see, there's a passion that's actually... Simon, do you have a particular sort of liking yourself for any particular club or do you remain consciously neutral?
I'm neutral around the awards, but yeah. I'm a huge, huge Arsenal fan.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, you were a feeder club to City for a wee while back then. Only kidding. I know. It's
no. I absolutely take the charge. And I think Arsenal is an interesting example of this interplay between football and business, because we left Highbury, and I'll always miss Highbury, but we're now part of the entertainment industry, and Emirates is a fantastic environment to watch football in.
Just on the train to London, you cannot miss it. You realise you're in the capital when you actually pass the Emirates Stadium. You see, that's the key thing. It's there. And of course, these days you can hear the chants going up: Ozil to the Arsenal, Ozil to the Arsenal. I suppose you might get that one, but nobody else. Maybe not.
we've got plenty of fans outside the capital.
Exactly, sir. Right. Okay. So finally. The events itself, a red carpet awards dinner, it's taking place at Stamford Bridge, interesting, on the 7th of November, that's a Thursday in London, so it's all looking good for that. Presumably black tie experience, all the usual things will be there?
Black tie experience, all the usual things. Joe Brand is our compere for the evening. Do you know which side she supports?
She's not a West Ham fan, is she?
She's a huge Crystal Palace fan.
Crystal Palace, yeah. Well, again, they need as much. Probably they will do by then, basically. But I'm sure Ian Holloway will provide comedy relief for Joe. In fact, that would be an interesting line. Joe Brand and Ian Holloway. I'm just free-forming here. How do people actually sort of follow this online? Do they just actually type in sort of football business awards? Is there a way in which our listener can actually get involved with this in terms of... Or is it too late? It's a case of, no, we'll have to wait for next year.
footballbusinessawards.com will give you the details of the full shortlist and the judges and the process. And one of the best ways of following on the night is to follow the Twitter feed, @FootyBizAwards, and you'll see lots of Twitter action as the clubs are tweeting when they're shortlisted and about to come up onto the stage to receive their prizes and so on. So the Twitter feed's a great way of connecting.
Simon, as you're well aware, with respect to the game of association football, FA, soccer, etc., we could talk for hours and hours. Sadly, we've got to sort of just wrap this up at this particular moment in time, but we have two final questions to ask you. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us here on the Midweek Drive today, talking about, obviously, the Football Business Awards?
Had a great time.
So the next critical one is, can we, as director of the Football Business Awards, look to invite you back onto the show again, probably after the awards, and see how it's gone, and obviously look ahead to the third event next year?
Alex, I would be delighted, so long as it's not too early the morning after.
No, I think we'll sort of juggle that thing through. And as I say, it's nice to see that Arsenal and City can work together on this basis. Only kidding, it's a different line. And I could be referring to Lincoln, of course. I wasn't, but I could be. Simon, many thanks.
Many thanks, Alex.